WTMJ-WK 540 AM Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Republicans finally got a nominee elected as speaker today, Louisiana's Mike Johnson. Here's political analyst Larry Sabato.
He's an unreconstructed, arch-conservative election denier. And everyone agrees to that description because they know it's true.
President Biden still pushing for the release of hostages as Israel prepares for a ground invasion against Hamas in Gaza. But he says he won't ask Israel to hold off on it.
What I have indicated to him is that if that's possible to get these folks out safely, that's what he should do. It's their decision.
Attorneys for former President Trump asking for his fraud case to be dismissed in New York following Michael Cohen's testimony, saying Trump did not ask him to inflate his wealth.
It was a very amazing moment. The witness, as you saw, Michael Cohen, you all saw it. He said Trump did nothing wrong. He said Trump did not ask him to do anything having to do with valuations.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Part of Interstate 90 in Wisconsin might be named after the state's Native American code talkers. There's a bill in the legislature to dedicate the stretch of freeway between La Crosse and Toma, the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. Code talkers used their tribal languages for secret communication to help the U.S. Army win World Wars I and II. The state of Wisconsin is joining a federal lawsuit against the social media company Meta. 32 other states are part of the suit. It accuses Meta of knowingly designing and launching addictive features on Instagram and Facebook, leading to a mental health crisis for young people across the nation. The coalition also says it's looking into the social media app TikTok for similar reasons. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people were killed in a crash this morning in Dodge County when a truck traveling in the wrong direction collided with their vehicle. The sheriff's office responded to reports of the truck heading south in the northbound lanes of 151 in Chester. The box truck crashed head-on into a Kia, which was then struck by a third vehicle. The 25-year-old male driver of the Kia and the 28-year-old female passenger were pronounced dead at the scene. The truck was being driven by a 69-year-old man from Pennsylvania. A Franklin meat packer is laying off over 100 employees. Strauss Brands is discontinuing veal and lamb production at its plant, leading to the layoff of 127 employees. The company will maintain grass-fed beef production at its Franklin location on South 60th. Strauss Brands had previously fought and lost a battle to increase production in Franklin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Packers placed two players on injured reserve. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were back at practice after their 19-17 loss to the Broncos in Denver, but several players were missing. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
So Aaron Jones, Josh Myers, Luke Musgrave, Darnell Savage, and Eric Stokes did not practice. Then limited were Jair Alexander, Drake Campbell, Elton Jenkins, Yosh, Devontae Wyatt.
LaFleur says Jones is still sore from Sunday's game. Defensive back Eric Stokes, after missing the past year with a foot and knee injury, is back in IR with a hamstring, and safety Darnell Savage has been moved to the injured reserve after re-aggravating a calf muscle. Backup Jonathan Owens is expected to start at safety Sunday against the Vikings.
Football's all the same, you know what I mean? It's just you have to get comfortable within the different schemes, but it just comes down to reacting and playing fast, you know, and knowing what to do. I'm just ready.
Baseball, Craig Counsell is headed to New York for a job interview. The Brewers granting permission to allow the New York Mets to interview Counsell to become their next manager. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. overcast tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 59. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and